He had a couple of pass interference penalties in there, so I think the Vandals can feel fortunate to have a lead. Now, Vandals last week, of course, were tied at 14 at halftime. Went on to the 42-21 win. Vandals were tied against Greenville the first time at halftime, 8-8. So here we go. Cole Durbin set to kick it away to St. Joe Ogden. Not really sunshine now, a little bit more overcast. They do have the lights on. They've pretty much been on all day, I believe. But just about set to get us underway here in the third quarter. Ball is up. Wobbly kick caught at the 12. Wirtz down at about the 27, 28-yard line. Wirtz has been an effective runner today for St. Joe Ogden. Ran the ball well. A lot of flags in that first half. Brody Matthews with the tackle there. And we'll bring him ahead the 32-yard line. That's where St. Joe Ogden takes over offensively at their own 32. Three receivers will line up left, one right. St. Joe going right to left here in this third quarter. Kenny, quick outlet pass and out of bounds. And it's to Lane McKinney from Cody McKinney. And he gets it ahead. Like about the 41 at the 41-yard line. It's going to bring up a second and one. So a second and a yard. Three receivers left, bunched up on that left. One on the right, spread. McKinney's going to run it himself. And he's going to get ahead to the 44. He is tackled there by Caden Osborne. And it is a first down for St. Joe Ogden. We are just underway third quarter. St. Joe Ogden with the ball at their own 45 after the first down run. 21-17, the Vandals with the lead as we get started here in this third quarter. First down and 10 for the Spartans from their own 45. McKinney takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls right, pass away, caught. And a lot of room in front. And the Vandals have to recover just to get the tackle clear down at the 20-yard line. Catch by Braden Waller. Yarborough was in there, went for the quarterback, trying to take a shot at him, and instead he was able to get the pass away. And Waller, with a lot of room in front of him, and takes it all the way down to the 22-yard line, first and 10 from the 22. Man in motion. They fake the handoff. McKinney runs straight ahead. He'll be brought down at the 20. Caden Osborne and I believe Bryce Hartley have been on the tackle for the Vandals. Second down and about seven. So he gets ahead to the 19. Second and seven from the Vandal 19. McKinney from the shotgun. Hands it off. This is Wirtz trying to get outside, and there's Isaac Forbes coming up with a nice tackle ahead at the 21-yard line. He was stutter-stepping, looking for a hole, and Forbes took it away from him. Ooh, now Isaac's slow to get up. Don't want to see that at all. Oh, he's up. He's up. Before Chris Witten could get to him, before Vandals trainer Chris Witten could get to him, he was back up, and he's running his way off, and Chris will check him out over there, so he will sub out, but it looks okay. So about a 2-yard loss. It's third and nine for St. Joe from the Vandal 21. Third and nine from the Vandal 21. Two receivers to the right, one left, one man in the backfield with McKinney. Takes a snap. Drops back, now gets a pass out to Lane McKinney, who fell down. Leg went down, his knee went down, and in high school football, that is all you need. He is down, I believe. That's a loss. We'll see where he ended up, where they spotted. Yeah, I thought so. It's all the way back to the 29. So it is a fourth down and 17 from the Vandal 29. Three receivers to the left, two right. Empty backfield for McKinney on a 4th and 17. Play clock at 12. 4th and 17 on the Vandal 29. McKinney takes the snap. Steps up in the pocket. He is hit. Incomplete. Yarborough got the good hit on him, and he just had to throw it away, and the Vandals will take over on down. So the Vandals bent a little, did not break. And with 9:16 remaining in the third, they get the ball back. They get the ball for the first time here in the second half. 21-17. Vandals with the lead, so they are able that first possession, you always worry about a little bit. You got through that. So the Vandals have it at their own 29. First down and 10. Vandals will be going left to right here in this third quarter. One receiver left, that is Depew. Three receivers right. Casey takes the snap. Pass away. It is caught by McCarty. Stays on his feet and eventually knocked out of bounds near side of the field at the 40. That is a first down for the Vandals. They head to their own 40-yard line. They spotted at the 41. Man, their spotting today has been interesting, I would say. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41. One receiver on the near side right, that is McCarty. Three receivers on the far side left. That is Stumbaugh, Depew, and Colbert. Hinton in the backfield. Andrew Casey from the pistol. He takes the snap, gives it to Hinton. It goes right through the middle. Hits a couple of guys and gets it ahead into Spartan territory to the 46. He busted through the middle. The seas parted. And then Dylan got ahead of steam running downhill and takes it ahead to the Spartan 46-yard line. So the Vandals, another first down. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to the St. Joe Ogden 46. Three receivers to the left. That is Colburn, Depew, and Stumbaugh to the left. One receiver right, McCarty. Hitting in the backfield with Casey from the shotgun. Andrew takes the snap. He rolls left. Squares his shoulders. Pass away. Caught by Colburn. And he's driven out of bounds at about the 37. A yard, maybe two short of the first down marker on the far side of the field. Looks like about a yard, second and one. And St. Joe Ogden wants a timeout. So St. Joe Ogden will take a timeout. We'll take one as well here on WKRV.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
You're listening to Vandals Playoff Football here on 107.1 FM, WKRV. Available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. And our streaming brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. So St. Joe Ogden takes a timeout as the Vandals will have it ahead at the St. Joe Ogden 37-yard line on a second down and two. Second down and two, really about second and one. Second and one from the 37. Fake the handoff. This is Stumbaugh. And didn't get a lot, but Q got enough for the first down ahead to the 35. So Stumbaugh was in at quarterback, took the snap. And he has done that now about three times. One of those resulted in a touchdown. And I think he's going to stay in there at quarterback. I think Stumbaugh is staying in there at quarterback on this snap. Three receivers line up to the right, Colburn, Bowers, and McCarty. One receiver left, that is Depew. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Scoreboard says first and 35 from the 10. No, it'd be first down and 10 from the 35. First down and 10 from the 35. Stumbaugh's going to keep it himself. Ahead to the 30. Head to about the 27-yard line. Pickup of about 8, I believe. Quentin Stumbaugh, a couple of running plays from quarterback. He's limping a little. He is close to 100, but not quite 100. But he has had a nice game today. He has caught a couple of first downs, ran for a touchdown, staying in there at receiver as Andrew Casey comes back in at quarterback. Three receivers line up right, one left. Connor DePew is to the left. Three receivers lined up right are McCarty, Stumbaugh, and Colbert from the pistol, Andrew Casey. And we got either a false start or an offsides. And it is an offsides against St. Joe Ogden. So a five-yard penalty, had a man jump into the neutral zone. And that will bring up a move the chains. Puts the ball ahead to the 21. It is a first down. So a first down for the Vandals. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Now from the 21 after that penalty. Three receivers line up right, one left. It is DePew to the far side of the field on the left. First down and 10 from the 21 for the Vandals. Fake the handoff to Hinton across the middle. Incomplete. Stumbaugh was the intended receiver. It was a little thrown behind him, a little bit behind him. And it was tipped by St. Joe Ogden, number 7, Riker Lockhart. And it'll be second and 10. That was dangerous. And it'll be second and 10 from the Spartan 21. Stumbaugh will come out. McCarty will come out. Aiden Carroll comes in, as does Carter Robbins. Vandals are going to have a much tighter format this time. They're bunched up. They put a man in motion. It is DePew. He gets the handoff. Connor cutting back, able to break a couple of tackles. He gets ahead to the 14. Ahead to the 14. I think he's about a yard short of the first down, depending on the spot. About 3 yards short. Revision got lost for a second. Third down and about 3 from the 14. Yeah, it was first and 10 from the 21, so it would be third and 3 from the 14. Third and 3 from the 14 for the Vandals. Casey takes the snap, takes the handoff, pass away, caught by Colbert, breaks a tackle, ahead to the 9, and he is down there, and it'll be a first down for the Vandals. First and goal now for the Vandals, ahead to the 9. First down and goal for the Vandals, ahead to the 9. Vandals lead 21-17, 5 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. First and goal from the 9. Casey puts a man in motion, left to right, and we got a flag down. Is that an offsides against St. Joe? It is. So an offsides against St. Joe Ogden. That is half the distance to the goal. So it is a first and goal now inside the 5. First and goal inside the 5. Andrew Casey kind of limping. Stumbaugh is going to come in at quarterback. So Andrew's kind of limping. I'm not sure what happened to Andrew. Stumbaugh takes the snap, but he fumbled it, and it's loose. And I think St. Joe Ogden has it. They do. So the Vandals fumble. St. Joe Ogden recovers with 5:25 remaining here in the third. So the Vandals had it, first and goal. Down inside the 5, but a fumble. Their second turnover of the day gives it to St. Joe Ogden with 5:25 remaining in the third. Andrew Casey trying to run it off. He's running down the far side of the field, kind of limping, kind of favoring one side a little bit. So it is first and 10 for St. Joe Ogden at their own 10. McKinney takes the snap, fakes the handoff, pass away. He's got a receiver. It's caught, and he has gone to the house for a touchdown. All the way down, it'll be Wiedig taking it in for the touchdown. And just like that, the Spartans take the lead. Well, McKinney to Wiedig. That is a 90-yard completion. It comes at the 5:12 mark here in the third quarter. And St. Joe Ogden has the lead. The Vandals were first and goal from inside the five. Fumbled, lost it, and the very next play, the Spartans take it in for the touchdown. And they have the lead and pending the extra point. The snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good. And St. Joe Ogden now has 17 unanswered points. And they now lead this one 24-21. 24-21. St. Joe Ogden now takes the lead, 5-12 remaining in the third. Take a break on WKRV.
Integrity Spine and Joint Center and Dr. Arthur Langston cheering on the Vandalia Vandals as they face the Greenville Comets in round two of the playoffs. They're proud to support local athletes and the communities that make Illinois great. As the premier provider of orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for Illinois state workers, they keep you moving strong on and off the field. Go Vandals! Let's bring home another win. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center, 618-667-8100. Find them online, integritiespineandjoint.com.
Broadcast brought to you in part by Brownstown Lumber. Before starting any building project, check in first with Brownstown Lumber. Call them at 618-427-3618. That's 618-427-3618. Brownstown Lumber, great name to build on. Also brought to you in part by Holt & File Funeral Home. They now have their own private on-site crematory, Burnham Crematory. For more information, call them at 618-283-3434. That's Holt & File Funeral Home and Burnham Crematory. So St. Joe Ogden kicks it away. It'll be taken by the Vandals at the 15. This is Kobe Lux back to the 30, and he's tripped up there. So the Vandals on the doorstep of taking the lead up to potentially 10. A fumble, and then on the very next play, St. Joe Ogden with a 90-yard touchdown. So the Vandals will try to answer. They trail now 24-21. St. Joe Ogden, 17 unanswered points at this moment. The Vandals had a 21-7 lead. We got a hold against the Vandals. Are you serious? So a hold against the Vandals. And that's going to push them all the way back to their own 15. So now you got to go 85 yards. Andrew Casey is back out there at quarterback. Three receivers are lined up right, one left. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 15-yard line. Vandals now trail 24-21. 5 minutes, 6 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Hand off to Dylan Hinton. And he gets it ahead to about the 21-yard line, pickup of about six. But Dylan Hinton with a nice run ahead, about 6 yards, second down and four for the Vandals. Calm things down a little bit after a wild situation. You have a fumble, you lose the fumble, and then the very next play, in for a touchdown on McKinney to Wiedek, 90 yards. Three receivers left. One right, second and four for the Vandals from their own 21. Casey, quick out. This is to Stumball. Quinton ahead to about the 25. I think he got enough for a first down. And Quinton is down. And Chris Witten, the Vandals trainer, right there to him. This kind of looks like maybe a cramp, the way he's kind of holding out his left leg a little bit. He might have a cramp in that left leg. So Vandals will have a first down and 10 from their own 26. Coming up, broadcast brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown team making moves, Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Behind you all the way, they are the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Broadcast also brought to you in part by Above the Rest Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling, 618-280-9598. They are the parents of number four, Jordan Colburn. He's still working on Quentin Stumbaugh at the moment. He ran for the first down a few moments ago, and he is up and limping. Like I said, it kind of looked like maybe a cramp. Of course, he's dealt with the injury from last Saturday and has been very productive for the Vandals in a number of roles here today. So a first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 26. 4 minutes, 22 seconds remaining in the third. St. Joe Ogden leads the Vandals 24-21. Three receivers line up right. One left. The one man far left is DePue. Hand off to Hinton, and he was hit almost immediately. I think forward progress will get him back to the line of scrimmage. But it'll be second and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 26. 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals trail 24-21. Fumble recovered by St. Joe Ogden, and then the very next play, they get a 90-yard touchdown strike to take the lead. Three receivers right, one left. Casey takes the snap, drops back, pass across the middle. It's Colburn. He's caught it. He's across midfield, and he is inside the St. Joe Ogden 40. Right across the middle of the field, Jordan Colburn with a catch, and they'll spot it right at the 40. So it'll be first and 10 for the Vandals at the Spartan 40-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Spartan 40. Three receivers to the right, one left. Casey hands it off. This is Hinton right through the middle, and he is ahead to the 29. That's a first down and 11-yard rush for Dylan Hinton. So the Vandals have it. First down and 10 from the Spartan 29. Three receivers right, one left. The man to the left is DePue. Casey takes the snap, rolls right, pass away, caught. That is McCarty to the 15, near side of the field, taken out of bounds there. That would be another first down for the Vandals. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Vandals trail 24-21. 2 minutes, 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. You're thinking about when the Vandals have trailed. At this point in the game, they trail Greenville 11-8 going to the fourth. Casey hands it off. This is Hinton fighting his way ahead. He got hit at the line of scrimmage. I think he ends up picking up a couple of yards, head to about the 13. We're thinking about times the Vandals have been behind this late. They trailed 11-8. Going to the fourth quarter against Greenville. And ended up winning that one 28-18. Three receivers line up left, DePue, Stumbaugh, who's back out there, and Colburn. One receiver right is McCarty. Hinton in the backfield, second down and 9 from the 14. Takes the snap. Andrew drops back, passes away. It is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Quentin Stumbaugh. And that's going to bring up a third down and 9 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 14-yard line. Third down and 9 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 14. 2 minutes, 13 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Receivers set up the same. Stumbaugh, DePue, and Colburn to the left. McCarty to the right. Hinton in the backfield with Andrew Casey. Andrew gets the play in both sides. Play clock down to 5. Takes the snap. He rolls left, now steps back right. Pass is incomplete. He got hit as he let it go. And it'll bring up a fourth down for the Vandals. Fourth and 9 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 14. It'd be about a 31-yard field goal, and I think that's what the Vandals are going to do. So Cole Durbin will be asked to try and tie it at 24. Ball at the 14, spotted back 7, so about a 31-yard field goal attempt. This would be to try and tie it. And now a timeout by the Vandals. So the Vandals want to talk this over. So the Vandals will use their first second half timeout here. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. They're also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So timeout. Vandals break huddle. 31-yard field goal attempt. This is at the 208 mark here in the third. Cole has the leg. So a 31-yard attempt. It's going to be a little less than that. It's going to be right at 30. Well, this ball is going to be at the 20. It's going to be a 30-yard attempt. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is good, and we're tied. So we're tied 24-24, 2:04 remaining. So we're tied at 24 with 2:04 remaining in the ball game. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Little Lambs Christian Daycare and Preschool recognizes and respects the uniqueness of each child. That's Little Lambs Christian Daycare and Preschool at 717 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 618-292-0270. That's Little Lambs Daycare and Preschool.
We've still got some hot days to go, but before you know it, the first chill will blow through the air. Well, whether it's servicing your AC or making sure your furnace is good for the winter, the place to call is Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. No matter the make or model, Hunters can take care of it for you. And if it's time for a new one, Hunters can get you set up. So stop by and see them at 5th and Orchard in Vandalia or call 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Well, the Vandals tie it on the Cole Durbin field goal. We're tied at 24. The kick is up. It is deep. Back to the 5. And St. Joe Ogden will return from there. Boy, he gets an awful nice return. The Vandals can't be thrilled with that, all the way ahead to the 36. That's where the Spartans take over. So the Vandals stopped the bleeding. It had been a 17-0 unanswered run by St. Joe Ogden for them to take the 24-21 lead. So the Vandals get the field goal to tie it. And we're tied at 24 now, a minute 59 remaining in the third quarter. St. Joe Ogden with the football. McKinney takes the snap, takes a pitch, rolls right, pass away, caught, and receiver gets out of bounds. See where he's at, about the 38, looks like. So a second and 5, picks up 5 yards, got out of bounds, far side of the field. St. Joe Ogden right to left here in this third quarter. Three receivers line up left, one right. Kenny takes the snap, takes the handoff, going to keep it himself, and he's going to get nothing. Hartley right there. And it is also for the Vandals. I think Hartley definitely was in there. I think that was Keaton Osborne. Third down and 4. Third and 4 from their own 38. McKinney from the pistol. Takes the snap, going to run it himself. And he's going to be brought down at about the 45. Again, I saw Hartley, but saw Forbes. And then a gaggle of Vandals came in after that. He is, boy, that's an awful nice spot. My goodness. They give him the ball ahead to the 46. So it's 4th and 1. Excuse me, to the 41. And it's fourth and one. Fourth down and one. Like the Vandals hit him before that, and he didn't move any after that. McKinney on a fourth and one from the shotgun. Two receivers left, one right. I think they tried to get the Vandals to jump. Didn't happen. Play clock at 10. Fourth down and one. Now they're deep in their own territory to go for it here at their own 41. They're going for it, and they got it. Head to the 45 for McKinney. He ran it himself off right tackle. Thought there for a moment they might not go for it, but they did, and they get it. So ahead to the 45. First down and 10 from their own 45. We're down to 20 seconds remaining, third quarter. We're tied at 24. Snap to McKinney. Quick pass out to Lane McKinney. The Vandals miss him on a couple of tackles. And he ends up into Vandal territory ahead to the 48. Vandals had an opportunity to potentially bring him down at no gain or a loss. He was able to get his way on up and pick up some nice yardage into Vandal territory at the 48. 10 seconds remaining, third quarter. McKinney from the shotgun. Hands it off to Wirtz. He's going to have a first down ahead to the 43. With 4.8 seconds remaining in the third. And this will be the last play of the third quarter. If they get it off, they're not. That'll run it out. So that is the end of the third. We're tied to 24. St. Joe Ogden moving the ball. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call them at 618-699-5535.
So the fourth quarter is here. We're tied at 24. St. Joe Ogden, as we switch into the field, St. Joe Ogden will be going left to right. And they have a first and 10 at the Vandal 43. So the Vandals defense called on here, tied at 24. Vandals could use a turnover. They got one early. Turned it into points. McKinney on a first and 10. Two receivers left, one right. One man in the backfield with him, that is Wirtz. First and 10 from the Vandal 43. McKinney takes the snap. He is going deep. It is incomplete. McCarty was right back there with Wiedig. And it will bring up a second and 10. McCarty was right there with good coverage. And it is second down and 10. Second and 10 for St. Joe Ogden from the Vandal 43. We are just underway in the fourth quarter. We are tied at 24. Three receivers line up right, one left. McKinney takes the snap, hands it off, works right through the middle. Broke a couple of tackles before he's brought down at about the 38. The pickup of about five, maybe six. Looks like about six, and it'll bring up a third down and four. Third down and four ahead to the 37. 11.5 minutes remaining in the game. Third down and four from the Vandal 37. McKinney takes the snap. Quick pass out to Lane McKinney, and the Vandals wrap him up quick. That is Jordan Colburn with the tackle. Their fans are complaining. I'm not sure what about. Fourth down at about two. But was there a flag down? Yes, there was. Personal foul. Face mask. Okay. I guess that's what the fans saw. I did not see it. So it's a first down for St. Joe Ogden. So there was a flag. I never did see the flag come out. I heard the St. Joe Ogden crowd looking for the penalty. So it is a personal foul face mask, and that's the 15-yard variety. The St. Joe Ogden with a first down, and they've got it ahead to the Vandal 20. So first down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden at the Vandal 20. Two receivers left, one right. Kenny looks to the sideline. He's in the pistol formation. Now puts Wirtz beside him, so it'll be in the shotgun. Takes a snap, has some trouble with it. Gets a pass away. It is caught. Weeded caught it down at the 5. McCarty saying he didn't catch it. Weeded says he did. The officials aren't really talking it over. They mark it at the 5. First and goal. First and goal from the 5. For St. Joe Ogden. McKinney takes the snap. Rolling. Looking to get to the end zone. He does. Touchdown. McKinney, a 5-yard run. And St. Joe Ogden takes the lead back at the 10:39 mark here in the fourth quarter. There is a flag, however. Nope, that'll bring her back. So another flag. Man, we have had a lot of flags, both sides today. So we've got a hold. Looks like the flag's at the 2. If that's the point of infraction. They bring us back to the 12. Hey, count it off. He's walking around like he's lost. It is back to the 12. So negate that touchdown. Late flag. I should have known. We haven't had many plays today. There weren't a flag. From the shotgun, McKinney. Two receivers left, one right. The first and goal now from the 12. Takes the snap. Rolling, looking, and he's going to be brought down at about the 7 or 8 yard line near side of the field. Several Vandals in on the tackle. Dylan Hinton, Patty McDowell, both in on the tackle. So it'll be second down and goal now from the 7. Second and goal from the 7. Two receivers left, one right. Second and goal from the 7 for St. Joe Ogden. 10 minutes remaining in the game. We're tied at 24. Second and goal from the 7. Man in motion. Kenny takes the snap. Rolls right. Now looks back left. He's got room. Going to the corner of the end zone. He is in for the touchdown. So instead of the 5-yard touchdown a moment ago, this one is for 7. And it comes with less than 10 on the clock as soon as they get their graphics off the screen. 9:46 remaining in the game. So St. Joe Ogden has the lead. 30-24 pending the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So the point after is good for the Spartans. And they now lead the Vandals 31-24. 31-24 is our score. Take a break on WKRV.
Whether it's just a small issue with your vehicle all the way up to a major job, don't make a move before you head to Expert Service on Hillsboro Road in Vandalia. Expert Service has better than 30 years of combined experience, so they've tackled it all and will get you an estimate the same day you bring your vehicle in. So whether it's just the check engine light coming on or all the way up to an engine replacement, the stop to make is Expert Service in Vandalia. You can visit them online at ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com. That's ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com for Expert Service in Vandalia.
Broadcast brought to you in part by Brownstown Lumber. Before starting any building project, check in first with Brownstown Lumber. Call them at 427-3618. That's 427-3618. Brownstown Lumber, a great name to build on. Also brought to you in part by Holton File Funeral Home. They now have their own private on-site crematory. That is Burnham Crematory. Call them for more information, 618-283-3434. That's Holton File Funeral Home and Burnham Crematory. St. Joe Ogden will kick it away. Vandals have some trouble with it. Rolls back to the five. Kobe Lux looking for some run, but not. He gets it, lost it. And it rolled back to the five, and the Vandals going to have it, it looks like, at about their own 14-yard line. Trailing now 31-24 with 9:40 remaining in the game. So the Vandals trail 31-24. This is their biggest quarter this season. They get a touchdown. 31-24, 9:40 remaining. First and 10 for the Vandals from their own 13. First and 10 for the Vandals from their own 13. Three receivers left, one right. Casey rolls left with it. In some trouble, pass away, sliding. I think he made the catch. Yes, he did. That is Connor DePue. Connor made the catch. Connor okay. Near side of the field, Connor still down as he slid and made that catch at about the 26, 27-yard line. St. Joe Ogden has their trainer there. Now Vandals trainer Chris Witten is over. It's Connor DePue. So the Vandals will have a first and 10 from their own 27 as they look at Connor over here on the sideline. Connor DePue with a sliding catch on the near side of the field. And he is still down. They're kind of looking at, not sure what the issue is. Now he's up on his feet and running off. A little bit of a limp, but seems all right. Well, trying to run it off. He's not 100%, but is getting off the field on his own power. So he will, of course, come off for this play. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 27-yard line. The Vandals trail 31-24, 9 minutes, 33 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals led by as many as 21-7. Andrew Casey, three receivers right, one left, hands it off to Dylan Hinton. Wasn't much there, maybe a yard or two before he hit resistance. And it'll bring up a second and long. Looks like he probably gained a yard, maybe two. We'll call it like second and 9 from their own 28. Second and 9 for the Vandals from their own 28. Three receivers line up right, Colburn, Bowers, and McCarty. One to the left, that is Quentin Stumbaugh for the Vandals. On the second and 9 from their own 28. Casey takes the snap, rolls right, pass away, caught. Not a whole lot there as caught immediately down was Trent McCarty ahead to about the 32. Pickup of about 3. We're going to bring up third down and about 6. Third down and 6, and Connor DePue is back out. So third down and 6 for the Vandals from their own 32. 8 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals trail by a touchdown, 31-24. One receiver wide right, three left. Casey takes the snap. Pass away, caught by Connor DePue. And now we got a flag. We got flags everywhere. He got grabbed. If it wasn't face mask, it was horse collar area. So we'll see what the call is. He caught it at about the 37. That'd be a first down. It's got to be from that, right? Personal foul, face mask. So he did get face mask. So the spot is where the tackle was made at about the 37. Like I said, he got grabbed up in the head neck area. It was either going to be a face mask, maybe a horse collar even. And this will give the Vandals the ball in. It's Spartan territory ahead to the 48. First and 10 for the Vandals at the Spartan 48. 7:55 remaining in the game. 31-24, the Vandals trail. Three receivers left, one right. Andrew Casey takes the snap, drops back. He's going deep far side of the field. It is incomplete, but we've got flags in. I think we're going to have a pass interference on St. Joe Ogden. McCarty was covered, but there was contact ahead of the ball getting there, it looked like. And I think that's going to be the signal, and it is. Pass interference against St. Joe Ogden. He would have had him covered, but he never turned to find the ball. And it's kind of one of those mistakes. You hit the guy early, and that's what he did, and it's a penalty. Guy can't measure lines. It's kind of funny watching it. They got it ahead to the 33. All right. I mean, it was at the 48. It's a 15-yard penalty. It goes to the 33. This is not rocket science. It's 15 yards. It's 15. 48 minus 15 is 33. First down and 10 for the Vandals at the Spartan 33. Three receivers left, one right from the pistol. Andrew Casey gives the handoff. This is to Matthews. And he's ahead to about the 28, about a 5-yard pickup. So Brody Matthews with a carry. Second down and 5 from the Spartan 28. 7 minutes, 18 seconds on the clock. Vandals trail 31-24. Second down and 5 for the Vandals from the Spartan 28. Three receivers left. Colburn, DePue, and Stumball. One right is McCarty. Casey from the shotgun takes the snap, drops back. He's under pressure, flushed out of the pocket, running, throwing. It is caught by McCarty on the near side of the field inside the 20. Oh, what a nice play by Andrew Casey. And he was in all kinds of trouble. When he let it go, I thought he might have just been throwing it away. Instead, it's caught, and the Vandals have a first down ahead to the Spartan 18-yard line. And a nice catch by McCarty. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Spartan 18. Casey from the pistol. Takes a snap. Fakes a handoff. Pass away incomplete. Tried to get it on the slap route to a Stumball, but he could not make the connection. And it's incomplete. It's second down and 10. From the Spartan 18. 6.5 minutes remaining in the game. The Vandals trail 31-24. Three receivers right. One left. Second and 10 from the 18. Andrew Casey from the shotgun takes the snap. Rolls right. Rolling pass away. It is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Connor DePue. On the far side of the field, down at about the 8. And it'll bring up third down and 10. Third down and 10 for the Vandals from the Spartan 18. Third down and 10 for the Vandals from the Spartan 18. 6 minutes, 24 seconds remaining. Vandals trail 31-24. Three receivers right, Dumball, DePue, and Colburn. One receiver left near side, McCarty. From the pistol, Casey takes the snap, drops back, pass away in the corner of the end zone, intercepted by St. Joe Ogden, and they will take over at their own 20. Defender stepped in front, makes the interception. And the Spartans will take over. That is the second interception on the day by the Vandals, third turnover. And the Spartans take over with 6:17 remaining. Vandals have just not been able to finish a drive in the second half. They have just the 3 points on the field goal. Two turnovers have hurt them inside the red zone. The fumble when they were first and goal from inside the five, and now an interception on a third and 10. St. Joe Ogden with the ball, 6:17 remaining. McKinney takes a snap, rolls right, going to look to run himself, and he'll be brought down at the 25, five-yard gain, second down and five. Vandals have two timeouts. You start to think about that as we are now better than halfway through this fourth quarter, 31-24. Vandals trail by a touchdown. Where St. Joe Ogden will get in no hurry at all. They're going to let the clock run as much as they can. Play clock at 12. Game clock at 5:37. McKinney takes a snap, hands off to Wirtz. He tried to get to the outside. Vandals closed on him pretty well, about a 1, maybe 2 yard gain on the near side of the field, about the 27, so about a 2 yard gain. And it'll bring up a third down and three. Biggest thing, the Vandals got to get the football back. 5:05 remaining. Third down and three from their own 27 for St. Joe Ogden. One receiver left, two right. McKinney looks to the sideline. Play clock down to 10. Third down and three from their own 27. And now a timeout. So St. Joe Ogden takes a timeout. 4:39 remaining in the game. Timeout's brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center. Your hometown team making moves at Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. They're the number one provider for orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at integrityspineandjoint.com. Also brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires and quality used tires. Also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. That is Rock Bottom Tire. So it is a third and three for St. Joe Ogden from their own 27. 4 minutes, 39 seconds remaining in the game. This is a big play. Vandals trail 31-24. They need the ball back. Third and three from their own 27. McKinney takes the snap, rolls right. He is tackled. Brought down, and I think he's got the first down ahead to about the 31 on the near side of the field. He's got it. Well, he did go out of bounds, so the clock stops with 4:34. Well, I guess he didn't get out of bounds. The clock is rolling. The Vandals are running out of time. 4 minutes, 20 seconds. On the game clock, the play clock at 14. St. Joe Ogden's going to use as much time as they can. Now they step to the line on a first and 10 from their own 31. McKinney takes the snap, gets it to Wirtz. He's ahead to about the 34, about a 3 yard pickup. Second down and about seven. Second down and about seven. Coming up, we are down to 3:45 on the game clock. Vandals trail 31-24. They are just looking for another opportunity. Trailing by a touchdown. Vandals have not been able to get in the end zone in the second half. Second and seven from their own 34. St. Joe Ogden, two receivers each side, one man in the backfield with McKinney. They give it to Wirtz. Got to head to about the 36. That'd be about a two-yard pickup. Going to bring up another third down and about four. So a third down and about four coming up. Third down and four from their own 36. We are down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. Play clock at 20. Quarterback, Cody McKinney. They third down and four from their own 36. McKinney takes the snap, rolls right, and he's got the first down and more. And the Vandals eventually bring him down, but it's into Vandal territory now to the 48. And we're down to 2:29 remaining. And that one hurts. Well, the Vandals have not been able to get the stop they needed on third down. And St. Joe Ogden with the first down now into Vandal territory ahead to the 47. First down and 10 for St. Joe Ogden. Of course, the clock is running. They have it at the Vandal 47. We're down to 2:05 remaining in the game. Kenny from the shotgun hands it off to Wirtz. And he'll be brought down. He stayed in bounds. He's brought down at about the 44. And the Vandals may have just used a timeout to stop the clock with 1:51 remaining. 1:51 remaining. The Vandals use one of their remaining timeouts. They have one left. And the ball is at the Vandal 44-yard line. It'll be a second and seven. The Vandals trying to stop St. Joe Ogden from getting another first down. Another first down would end it. But they're also, they got to try to reach in there, poke that ball away, knock it away, something. I cannot imagine St. Joe's going to put it in the air under any circumstances. 31-24, St. Joe Ogden leads by a touchdown. 1:55 remaining in the game. Vandals led at one time 21-7. But they have not been able to get in the end zone in the second half. Two turnovers have hurt a lot. A fumble that was recovered. The Vandals were first and goal from inside the five. And at that point, they led 21-17. They lost the fumble. Very next play, St. Joe Ogden gets a 90-yard touchdown pass, and they take the lead. And the Vandals were able to tie it with a field goal at 24. Then Vandals had it at the 18, but were not able to finish it off. An interception ended it. McKinney takes the snap. Hands it off to Wirtz. He breaks the tackle. He is through the middle of the field, and he will take it in for the touchdown. He gets tackled late. There are flags down. But St. Joe Ogden's going to get the touchdown. That will wrap it up. So Wirtz takes it in for the touchdown. And that will wrap it up. Wirtz with the touchdown. 37-yard run. And there were penalty flags down on Connor DePue's tackle, I believe. He might have got, it is a face mask penalty. I'm assuming that will be tacked on the kickoff. This comes with 1:46 remaining in the game. So the Vandals would have to get a touchdown quickly and then try an onside kick. And the kick is up, and it is good. So the extra point is good. 38-24 is our score. Vandals trail by two touchdowns. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Has a busted screen on your phone got you frustrated? Next Life Repair will repair that busted smartphone, tablet, or computer screen. No more shards in your fingers or overpaying for new devices. Instead, take it to Next Life. Next Life Repair is at 312 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia. That's Next Life Repair, 312 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. You can also visit their website, nextliferepair.com. That's Next Life Repair in downtown Vandalia.
When you've been at your business for well over 100 years, you must be doing something right. And that's certainly the case at Brownstown Lumber. When you've got a building project, don't move forward before you check in with Brownstown Lumber. Give them a call at 427-3618. That's 427-3618. Or stop by and see them at 313 East Main Street in Brownstown. Brownstown Lumber also has several of the top lines in insulation, such as Owens Corning Bat and Blow-In Fiberglass Insulation and Weather Blanket Cellulose Blow-In Insulation, and they have their new ProCat Insulation Blower. That's all at Brownstown Lumber. Brownstown Lumber, a great name to build on.
But to the penalty tacked on, St. Joe Ogden able to kick off actually at the Vandal 45. And he kicks it through the back of the end zone. So the Vandals will have it at their own 20. With 1:46 remaining, the Vandals trail 38-24. So the Vandals will have it at their own 20 with 1:46 remaining. And trailing by two touchdowns. So the Vandals, what you got to try is score as quick as possible. And you got to try the onside kick. That is your only hope. Andrew Casey. Two receivers each side. First and 10 from their own 20. Andrew takes the snap. Gets a pass away. It is incomplete. Intended for Jordan Colburn. And it'll bring up a second and 10 from their own 20. Second down and 10. From their own 20. Second down and 10 from their own 20. Vandals trail 38-24. Two receivers each side for Andrew Casey. Takes a snap, drops back to pass, gets it away, caught by Connor Depew. Connor stutter steps, looking for some room, gets ahead to about the 30. Near the first down marker. I think he did get it. Yes, he did. And it is a first down for the Vandals. So first down for the Vandals ahead to the 30. Andrew Casey will spike it with 1:32 remaining. And he did that to stop it. It was a first down. You stop the clocks and move the chains, but then you roll and the clock goes. And they needed to stop it there at 1:32, so it's now second down and 10 after the spike. Casey takes the snap, drops back. Looking, he's in trouble. It's a pass away, incomplete. And we got a flag down. Andrew, there's a flag down. Andrew's slow to get up. And it is a personal foul, roughing the passer against St. Joe Ogden. That's the third time today they've gotten called on a personal foul. Twice when they sacked Andrew, and now here when they hit him. So it is a roughing the passer penalty, personal foul roughing the passer against St. Joe Ogden. 1:25 remaining. That's the third time today. Twice were on sacks, personal foul penalties, and now one there. So the Vandals will have it at their own 45 now. First down and 10 from their own 45 after the penalty tacked on. Three receivers right, one left. Connor Depew to the left. Takes a snap. Drops back. Andrew looking. He's in trouble, and he'll have to throw it away. And now Andrew's down. He got hit as he let that one go. I didn't see, watching the ball, I didn't see it. He's limping. Dylan Hinton has to kind of help him up. And it's second down and 10 from their own 45 for the Vandals with 1:17 remaining. Andrew's hurting. He's trying to kind of walk it off, give himself a couple extra seconds. I did not see the hit as he let the ball go. Second and 10 for the Vandals from their own 45, two receivers each side. Andrew from the pistol takes the snap. The screen, the Vandals get the pass out to McCarty. And he is wrapped up at about the 43 with 108 remaining. And the Vandals are going to use their final timeout. The Vandals will use their final timeout and stop the clock with 101 remaining. 38-24. St. Joe Ogden leading the Vandals with a minute and 1 second left. Broadcast brought to you in part by Integrity Spine and Joint Center, your hometown team making moves in Integrity Spine and Joint Center with Dr. Arthur Langston behind you all the way. They're the number one provider of orthopedic shoes covered by insurance for state workers. That's Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Dr. Arthur Langston. Visit them at IntegritySpineAndJoint.com. Also brought to you in part by Holton File Funeral Home. They have their own private on-site crematory now, Burnham Crematory. For more information, call them at 618-283-3434. Also brought to you in part by ADS Electric. ADS Electric, the call to make for any type of electrical issue. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Call them at 618-283-2171. Stop by and visit them, 215 West Gallatin in Vandalia. Third down and 11 for the Vandals from their own 44 after the timeout. Casey takes the snap, drops back the pass. He's going to go deep. He's got Connor DePugh. Incomplete. Connor got hit, knocked down, and we've got flags. Connor got hit when he was in the air and went down. And we've got flags. St. Joe Ogden crowd didn't agree. I want to see what the penalty is. More of that let him play. So it is a pass interference. Well, they felt like the contact came before. So it is a pass interference. Now, this guy struggles counting off. Again, the ball was at the 44. He counted off. Connor DePugh making his way to the sidelines under his own power. He looks okay. Well, they get a pass interference penalty. We have had a ton of flags today. Both teams, both sides. And they put the ball at the 41. Hey, I could have told you that already. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the St. Joe Ogden 41, 56.6 seconds remaining. Vandals trail by two touchdowns, so they still need a score to have an opportunity to try an onside kick. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Casey takes the snap, rolls right, pass away, caught, I think, by Aiden Carroll, far side of the field. Caught it at about the 27-yard line. Did he get out of bounds? I believe he did. So the Vandals have it ahead. First and 10 from the St. Joe Ogden 28, 49 seconds remaining. 3 receivers line up left. 1 right. Carroll, Colburn, and Stumbaugh to the left. McCarty to the right. Snap back to Casey. Dropping back. He's in trouble. He's going to have to throw this ball away. Clock never started. 43.3 seconds. I believe it's where we were already. Second and 10 from St. Joe Ogden, 28. Second down and 10 for the Vandals. They trail by 2 scores. 38-24. They're trying to get one here, and then your Hail Mary after that is to try to get the onside kick recovered. Vandals did recover an onside kick last week. 3 receivers left, 1 right. Snap back to Andrew Casey. Andrew drops back. Throwing toward the end zone. It is intercepted by St. Joe Ogden with 35 seconds remaining. And they will be able to go into victory formation and finish it off. So 38-24 is going to be our final. Ball back out to the 20 after that interception in the end zone, and now St. Joe Ogden can go into victory formation and finish it off and end the Vandals' season. It was a very tiny chance before that, but that wraps it up, and now they can take a knee and finish it off. Kenny takes the knee. St. Joe Ogden, who had a 5-4 regular season, will now advance to the semifinals, where next week they'll play either Williamsville or their conference rival, Kelowna Unity. So St. Joe Ogden will win it, 38-24. The Vandals will finish their season with a record of 11-1, making it to the third round of the playoffs. 38-24 is our final. The Vandals fall here today, and their season ends in the quarterfinals. 38-24 is our final. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up on WKRV.